with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's been the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. What an amazing summer we've had. I mean, we've had several days above 90. It's just been one of these years that it's like just perfect summer.
I was talking with my friends and my boss up in Canada, and he said, "Man, you guys are having some crazy weather." I'm watching the news, and they're talking about this heat dome over the U.S. and he said, "And it's crazy here too because we're getting lightning storms like we've never had before." And
they're on the periphery of our dome, huh?
Yeah. So you know, we had an El Nino winter. And now we've got a bunch of humidity trapped in the U.S., and it's okay. It's summer. I'm loving it. My pool's at like 84 degrees. It's as clean as – I don't have an algae problem for the first time. And if I do, I go over to Acme Pure Blue. They hook me up. They test my water.
Right.
Those guys are good. They're my Arctic.
It's all about a system.
It is.
It's all about a system.
So I've got the best water I've ever had.
So if we're sitting by the pool and it's like noon – or maybe it was 8 in the morning when we arrived, and we want to have a little brisket on a stick.
Well, first I got to go get you a beer because we have a refrigerator out there.
Yep.
And there's nothing but cans in it. So the variations of beers. Now, this IPA here, this grapefruit IPA could be let into the fenced-in area because it's in a can. But if it's not in a can, it can't come out in the pool area.
Right. No glass around the pool.
Because I'm a glass freak.
Right. Exactly.
With a brand new liner in my pool, I have to be.
Yeah. Well, and it's just not safe. People cut their feet and all that other crap if somebody happens to drop something.
Yeah.
So, but we wanted to talk a little bit about brisket on a stick.
Let's talk about beer, Joppy. Forget the brisket on a stick.
It's one of those things that takes a while to do, and we're talking about lazy grilling. So you just got to get it started, and then you go back to the pool and you sit down, and some of these great.
And I was actually trying to head down a road for a reason. The cans of beer in my fridge out in the bathhouse and the pool house right now are Stroh's. Stroh's is moving back to Michigan.
Really?
They are moving back to Detroit. It was just announced this week. So we can all feel better if you buy Stroh's. And I still like Stroh's. It's still a great pool beer for us.
Right.
But they're heading back to Detroit. That's big beer news.
Yes,
they should have never left.
Right.
Okay, brisket on a stick. Sorry, I had to get my little I had to get that little point out because
I
think it's really cool.
Arcadia Ales has several of their beers in cans too. That Cheap Date, great summer session beer.
Is it?
Yeah,
really?
Absolutely. Hmm. It's in cans, and so is our Whitson.
I know Whitson is. I didn't know Cheap Date was.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
good stuff, man.
Well, we're gonna have to
stock up.
Probably have to order it or go to Siciliano's basically to get it because it seems like everybody stocks bottles.
Exactly.
And that's a problem when you have a glass, you know, situation.
Glass
like
free
that. So,
situation.
Yeah,
at the pool,
it is.
Right. Yeah.
So brisket on a stick, basically beef ribs is what we're talking about. And what you got to do is you got to get hold of your butcher and tell him to cut those beef ribs in lengths. Do not cut the 2-inch short ribs that they always want to do. You got to have each individual rib cut the full length so you have a nice long pterodactyl bone, like a Fred Flintstone kind of
right.
deal.
That
right?
thing's like as big as your forearm.
Yeah, it's going to be 12, 14 inches long. And so I'm going to put some rub on those things and I'm going to smoke these things, but you can do it on your grill too in an indirect fashion if you want. Shoot, you can do them in the oven. But smoking them, of course, if you have a smoker. If you don't, go get one because you can even get a cheap one. You can buy those little things for a buck and a half. But I'm going to rub them up with some mustard because I'm just traditional. And then I'm going to put
what does that mustard do?
Yeah,
why are you putting that on there?
It just helps your spices adhere.
Right, that's all. You're not looking for a mustard flavor profile.
No, you don't taste it. You don't taste it.
Right.
So I'm going to put whatever flavor profiles, salt, sugar, I'm going to make up a rub or I'm going to buy my favorite rub. Anymore, I just buy rubs because I've already made a million different styles and I'm a pig. I like them all.
Right.
I just buy them. It's too easy. There's great companies that sell their brands and So for like Texas two guns might be one I'd use on beef ribs. And then I'm going to smoke them, and I'm going to smoke them until that bone is sticking out about an inch.
On the top end, because there's 12 inches of bone already showing when you put them on there, but the meat is on the top end of the bone,
well, it's on the whole thing. It's on the whole thing. So on the long, skinny end, you're going to see about a half inch or an inch sticking out after a couple of hours, 3 hours maybe, and your temperature's maybe now 140, 150. I'm going to wrap each one individually in foil, and I'm going to throw just a little bit of beef broth in, or beer, maybe this grapefruit IPA, whatever I've got.
Something to hydrate,
in my hand. And I'm going to tent them. So I'm going to put them in long strips of foil, tent them up a little bit so it's not all wrapped tightly. And I'm going to throw them back in or throw them in the oven. I'm going to finish them off. I'm going to bring them up to around 195 degrees. And when I open up that foil, what you're going to find then is 3 or 4 inches of bone, and that piece of meat has contracted up to the rib, up to the spinal end.
Okay.
And that's when you get your great big man cave lollipop.
Right.
That's a beautiful sight.
It is.
And you can walk around gnawing on it and make everybody jealous.
It's cool because you end up with this foot long bone that's got about 5 or 6 inches of meat on it, but it's white and it's dry.
But that bone is $5 or $6. That piece in your hand, you got a $6 chunk of meat in your hand. It's like walking around with a steak. So if you're going to tell everybody you're doing beef ribs, have something else as a filler, because can't everybody have a beef rib? And we will not have.
I don't like you that much. Everybody can have a beef
dude,
rib.
Dude, here's the real shame. People will take them, and they'll be like not all that enamored with them, and they'll take a bite or two out, and you'll see it sitting somewhere. And I'm telling you, it's like $7. $7 or $8 chunk. You get 5 or 10 people doing that, and you're jonesing, man. That's just not a cool situation. I'm not happy about it.
You know, those brisket on a stick beef ribs are man food. The chicks don't generally like to walk around with a big bone in their hand. No. And well, okay, I'll stop there. But anyway, it's time for a little man law.
I say, dude.
Now you're a man.
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Main Street Pasty, Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. I just released the last two smokers to be shipped to Perforated Tube and Ada, our staging area for Operation GI Barbecue. So I'm in the military mode again, pardon me, but today's Man Law is a military Man Law. When talking about old military stories, it is okay to embellish slightly.
Certainly.
Except when talking about events that lead to loss of life or classified data, Hillary. The UCMJ will follow you to hell and back. It didn't follow her.
Right. But this has been a cool show. I've enjoyed this one because it's all about being laid back and enjoying the summertime, and just let's not get too aggressive on the grill. Let's set some stuff on there that's going to take a while to cook.
Yeah, and since we have a minute, let's talk about a real quick one we did several years back. I found this recipe for smoked onion dip, and it's really quick and easy. I'll post it again. I think it's already on our site. But you just basically, you just cap the top of an onion, and you take the outer skin off, and you put a little EVO on it and some crushed salt and some crushed sea salt and peppers. And then you throw it in your smoker for about an hour and a half. And you smoke that onion up, and then you pull it off, you let it cool down, and you puree it. You add it in with some mayo and some sour cream. And I'm forgetting what else goes in there.
Got to be a little garlic in there or something, I'm thinking.
Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire.
Yeah. And I'll repost that recipe. But it's got Worcestershire, a little bit of cumin and cayenne. And what a wonderful smoky onion dip that makes. Lazy summer grilling, baby.
Hey, come out and see us at the Schmoheken Fest at Schmo's Brewery on Patterson, just north of 28th in Grand Rapids. We'll be out there, guaranteed some good eats. Thanks for listening to the Grilling Guys. You all get out in your backyard and enjoy your weekend.